Sammasambuddho Sambuddho Bhagava Buddham Bhagavantam Abhivadami Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Ti sarana gamana nititam Panatipata veramani sikhapatang sammadhyami Adinnadanna veramani sikhapatang sammadhyami Kame sumicha chara veramani sikhapatang sammadhyami Musavada veramani sikhapatang sammadhyami Suramiraya manjapamadatanna veramani sikhapatang sammadhyami Idam me silam nagapala jnanasa Pachayo hotu. Allowing mind and body together to settle into silence and stillness. Connecting with the posture of the body and the breath moving through the body. Inhale, filling the body, and exhaling, releasing outward in all directions. Beginning a simple compassion practice. And begin by feeling in our own bodies the resonance or the feeling of suffering. Not so much the story about what's happening that's wrong, or the stories of what happened in the past, but just the echo through our cells, through our musculature, through the breath and the bones, that this body has been hurt, this heart has been hurt. And the subtle suffering of longing for happiness and attaining it in moments, only for it to slip away. This is the suffering called dukkha, or dissatisfaction, the unattainability of reliable safety, permanent happiness. And so feeling through the body, through the breathing body, our own tenderness, our connection to pain and distress. And on the inhale, there's the connecting with the body as the breath comes in. And the sense is something like, this is true. In just a clear and kind way, this is true. And on the exhale, just releasing out in all directions. The exhale is the wish for ease and kindness. The breath is like saying, this is true. And I care. So the breath itself carries the wish for well-being and the clear seeing that is wisdom and compassion interwoven. And you might deepen your breath, if that feels good, to brighten the body's energy. Inhaling, this is true. Exhaling, may this suffering be eased. I care about this suffering. Each inhale, we come back into the body. Each exhale, we shine kindness in all directions as the only complete response, or the only always true response to suffering is kindness. Noticing if it's easy or difficult to connect with the felt sense of this body as a body that suffers, that fears, or if it's difficult to connect with kindness, simple, kind wishes. The heart of the practice is a balancing between seeing suffering clearly and holding it in wisdom and kindness. And we work with the breath sometimes to balance these two energies so we don't get lost in the pain of circumstances and story, sensation. But also we We can stay with it. We don't float away in it with kindness, but we stay rooted to the reality of what kindness encounters. Strong suffering demands strong kindness in response. And continue practicing feeling your own body, your own suffering for a few more moments. And then shifting our attention to bring into the mind's eye or into the heart space the sense of someone you care about. Seeing the image of their face or of them doing something or sitting in front of you. And then in the way that you do in real life, see in their face the marks of their own suffering. See in their eyes, in their mouth, in the tone of their being, the resonance that they too have struggled and suffered. Long for reliable happiness and find it slipping away. And as you see this in them, the same practice, inhaling, this is true. Clear presence with this truth. And exhaling, kindness. I care. May this suffering be relieved. Seeing their image, breathing in the realness of human life, breathing out care, kindness, clear seeing. I care about you. And then shifting again, we'll bring to mind someone or a group of people who are mostly neutral to you. Folks that you saw today out and about, or someone here in the circle that you don't know. Somewhere you could see their face, you could remember their face, but You don't know much else about them. You neither like them nor dislike them. And imagining their face and seeing the same thing, seeing the crinkle of challenge around their eyes. The resonance of their own longing practice, gain and loss. Continuing to breathe in, this is true, and breathing out, I care. Begin to include this neutral person or many neutral people in the sense of your own caring. And the exhale shines that kindness or care out in all directions, out into the night. As a last step, and you can always go back to previous steps or bring other people in, especially if they help to brighten the feeling. And opening toward the wish for the well-being of all living beings everywhere. Let's start by bringing to mind almost like a large class of people or a label of a particular communal suffering right now. Some way of saying this vast collection of people, a few of whom I know, most of whom I don't, suffering in this particular way through one of the great systemic oppressions or a national or regional disaster or change of fortune. This is a way of saying this vast group of people through the doorway of this experience they're having, I can connect with my own care for them. For the rest of our time sitting, using any of these categories of beings as a way to feel through the whole body the breath of clear seeing and kindness, care for others and ourselves, radiating through the body. Or if you choose letting go of the image practice and just resting with the breath, gently resisting the pull of distraction, allowing the heart mind to arrive and open just here. wherever the mind is, or the heart. Coming back with the breath into the sense of the body sitting. The suffering body, the longing body. Close our sitting, we'll chant the Metta Sutta together. It's on the back side of the page. The discourse on loving kindness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great and the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. And I'm just closing the sitting as we began it, connecting with the body sitting. Resonance through the body, and a sense of our sincerity in practice. However that shows up for you, even when it's gone, when there's doubt filling the inner landscape. Doubt is a sign of sincerity. Only from a base of sincerity does doubt have anything to hook into. Here's our heart's yearning in practice, and the wish for all beings to be at ease and free. Ourselves, everyone around us, and everyone everywhere. And we'll let it go. If you like, you can seal the practice by touching down or bowing, closing the formal sitting practice.